Welcome to Spotlighting the Pride. I'm Jesus Flores. My guest today is John David Rawlins. He is a sprinter and jumper on the Texas A&M Commerce men's track and field team.
In the starting block.
Thank you for being with us, John David. Now, if you could, please tell us where you're from.
From Illinois, Harrisburg, Illinois. I started when I was six. My dad wanted me to get into track. He wanted me to do basketball, and he wanted me to get into track because my whole family was good in basketball. But I didn't really want to do basketball. And then I found out that I was really good in track. And then also, at the same time, when I was 6 years old, they put me into Taekwondo.
The first lap.
Rawlins said that Taekwondo not only taught him to defend himself, but it also taught him a lot about himself.
It was huge in me becoming myself of who I am today. Because it's something that I really brought out my athleticism. It made me realize how actually naturally talented I was and how much ahead of the field I was, that in my class, in my belt rank, in my age group and things like that, I was competing with everyone in the advanced class, everyone older than me. That Taekwondo, it really taught me how to use my abilities to my advantage.
The second lap.
Rawlins emerged as one of the top athletes on the A&M Commerce track and field team, but he said none of it would be possible if it wasn't for his faith.
That's another thing that's a big part of my life now, and the reason why where I am at now is because of God, because he does everything. He blesses me every single day with even this interview right now. He's blessed me right now. I'm able to come out to the track healthy every day. I'm able to come out and get a day better. He blesses me each and every day.
The third lap.
With discipline instilled in him from practicing Taekwondo and a strong faith instilled in him by his mother and his grandmother, Rawlins left Illinois in search of better competition and ultimately to become the best sprinter and jumper he could be. It was then that he found Texas A&M University Commerce.
The reason why I chose Texas is because I didn't want to be anywhere around home, because it was just not something I wanted to be around. I wanted to get away because a lot of people weren't doing anything with their lives at home and stuff like that. And I knew I had the talent to go basically wherever I wanted.
In the backstretch.
Rawlins said his long-term goal is to one day compete on the world stage.
I can see myself being in the Olympics. And hopefully in 2016, I told Coach Schneider, if I have a successful year this year, maybe I can go to the World Championships. And he was like, yeah. He's like, I can see that. We want to concentrate on nationals first. We want to get you there. And then that'll vault you in to the World Championships and things like that. I was like, yeah, you're right. I do need to think about that, be All-American National Champion first. But that's something that I can really see myself. I mean, I can really see myself becoming an Olympian one day.
This was Spotlighting the Pride. I'm Jesus Flores. On your station, 88.9 KETR.